Large studies with thousands of participants have found that 95% or more of people experience unwanted or intrusive thoughts. These commonly include scary thoughts like, what if I hurt someone else? What if I do something sexually inappropriate? What if I swerve into traffic? What if I don't really love my partner? What if I touch some bad germs? What if I lose control? Almost everyone has these thoughts, but there's a clear difference between all those people who have intrusive thoughts and those thoughts don't bother them, and those who develop problems like OCD or anxiety around them. The people who handle them well brush them off. They're like, oh, that was weird. Oh well. And they go back to doing what they were doing. The people who struggle against them. They try to fight their brain or reason with it or force themselves to not think about it. Or they do a safety behavior to avoid engaging in that dangerous thought. Now, the more you try to prove these thoughts wrong, the more your brain flags them as important. When we fear, avoid, argue with, or debate, or even believe these thoughts and take an action to avoid them, our brain makes them louder. When we do safety behaviors like avoiding driving, or avoiding cutting meat, or avoiding touching stuff, and we don't die, our brain accidentally learns, see, those thoughts really were dangerous. I better make my human more anxious and pay more attention to those intrusive thoughts. So here's the skill. It's called cognitive defusion. Label your mind as a word machine. And when you notice an intrusive thought, say, thank you, brain, for that thought. Thanks for trying to keep me safe. I'm good. You notice it, you name it. That's an intrusive thought. And if it keeps yelling that something bad is going to happen, just say maybe, maybe not. Don't do the safety behavior. Redirect your attention just back to the present moment. Okay? This trains your brain, because then when you don't die, it trains your brain to not be so anxious about these thoughts.